Welcome to the Music of America podcast, where every week we visit a different state in America and meet a different guest in the music industry. Every day, Monday through Friday, we begin in Alabama and we end in Wyoming. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. Let's talk music here on the Music of America.
Music festival and the St. Louis County Fair and Air Show, and they needed musicians, and a friend of mine introduced me to a friend, and that friend ended up being Joe Mendel, who ends up being a mutual friend here of Jade Thornberry, who's going to be our guest here. Well, I have this custom-made, handmade acoustic guitar named Margaret. It has the tonal quality of some of the high-end name-brand guitars, but this guitar fits my hand perfectly with its mahogany neck. It glides through so easily when I play, but what I love most is the low-end sustain. It was built for me by Joe Mendel at Joe Mendel's Frets, joemendelsfrets.com. Maple bridge and fretboard, a veneer zircote headstock. I think it's the spruce body that really gives it its resonance and its sustain. A beautiful-looking, beautiful-sounding guitar, all custom-made for me by our mutual friend, Joe Mendel, Joe Mendel's Frets. Check him out at joemendelsfrets.com, www.joemendelsfrets.com. And now he's got a guitar site. It's joemendelsguitars.com, I think, or is it Joe Mendel's Strings? Do you remember offhand, Jade? Is it Joe Mendel's Frets, Strings, Guitars? Here I'm doing a commercial for him and I'm drawing a blank.
Might be something I need to Google. No, I don't actually remember what the website is. Sorry.
That's all right. I'll pull it up right here, and it's Joe Mendel's Guitars. There we go. So he used to be, he used to be Joe Mendel's Amps. And,
awesome.
Or not Amps, Joe Mendel's Frets. And then there was a place in St. Louis called Fazio's Frets. And that's what used to always throw me off with Joe's place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it Fazio's Frets and Mendel's Frets? But it's joemendelguitars.com. There, that's the new site, joemendelguitars.com. Okay, it took us a minute to get there, but hi, Jade. How are you this this Tuesday? And welcome to the podcast.
I'm well. How are you? It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's fun. So what I do when I'm looking for guests, I go to music pages in different states, and I was in the Texas Musicians Facebook page or something, and I look for people that we have in common. So if you look at the members that join certain pages, and I found that you were a member, and our commonality was this guy, Joe Mendel. So how did you meet Joe, and how long have you known Joe?
I'm not sure what year I met Joel, but it was definitely at a place called Camp Bluegrass in Loveland, Texas. It's a bluegrass camp that's been going on since the 1990s, and I've been a part of it since 2014. And I'm not real sure what year Joel was going when I met him, but it was for sure a long time ago. I most recently saw him last year in the summertime when, let's see, what was I doing there? Oh, yes. I was kind of a floating teacher. I do a little bit of teaching on the side, and I've grown up with Camp Bluegrass and kind of become sort of an assistant. Uh-huh. Just if someone needs any extra help. And so I got to see Joel there, and that was great. It was nice to see him.
Oh, you're a guitar player, mandolin player, bass player, fiddle player. Do you all of the bluegrass stringed instruments?
I only do banjo and dobro in the comfort of my own bedroom. But yeah, kind of. I have instruments that are for public consumption and for not public consumption. There's two different categories there.
I'm with you. I've got three bass guitars, a drum kit, my keyboards, and I play guitar. Everything else is for me to learn or play. How long have you been playing?
That depends on which instrument. I've been playing music pretty much my whole life. My mom started me in piano lessons when I was three.
Wow.
And I've just added on since then. And I took piano from ages 3 to, well, I think I was 16 or 17 when we moved somewhere where we didn't have a piano. And by that point, I was kind of burned out on it because I had done competitions. I was tired of getting beaten by little kids. I started fiddle when I got a fiddle for Christmas when I was 7. Because we lived in New Mexico. I grew up in New Mexico. But we came to Lubbock for a concert. And I remember just being 7 years old and just in awe of the fiddle player and thinking, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I have to do it. So I started taking lessons and, you know, it just kind of grew from there.
Yeah. And then, I think of you more as a mandolin player. But you're more of a fiddle player?
Yeah, which is really funny. I feel like in person, people think of me as more of a fiddle player because I play a lot around the Lubbock area almost every weekend with country bands and stuff with fiddle.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure everyone on the internet knows of me as a mandolin player because, you know, I wouldn't say I love one more than the other. I have a really fantastic mandolin teacher right now, and I need an outlet to get out my mandolin creativity. And right now that's the internet. And so, I can see why most people would think of me as a mandolinist.
Well, when we first dialed up on this is audio only, but we're doing the video section here. And when you got on camera, you're holding a mandolin, and I met you through the common denominator with us is Joe Mendel, who makes the Mendel mandolin, or the octave mandolin. I call it Mendel's Mando, you know. And so I guess that's my connection there. When did you transition or pick up, not really transition, but pick up the mandolin then?
I'm pretty sure we got it right before I started going to Camp Bluegrass. So that was 2014. It's 2024 and I'm 21 years old now. So I would have been probably 11, almost 12.
Wow. Then. Yeah. That's funny. I had a real good friend of mine.
It's crazy.
He lives in Peoria now, and I was a sound man for his band. That I worked at a radio station in Kirksville, Missouri, and we hired his band to do like remote broadcasts and grand openings of the new Walmart or the new Dairy Queen or whatever. And then he became like the house band for anything the radio station did. Well, he could play dobro, pedal steel, fiddle, guitar, bass. He couldn't play drums. But the story when he was like 12 years old. His mom and dad gave him his guitar and $20. So this was back in the 70s, you know, and said, we'll see him Monday. And they dropped him off Friday at a bluegrass festival. And it was like at a Holiday Inn or something like that. And so he didn't have a place to stay. Yeah. No, he had $20. And so he just walked around with his guitar. He's 12 years old and he met people and just introduced himself to people. He sat down. He talked like this. He'd say, Tom, I learned more about music in that 3-day weekend than I did 30 years of my life, you know. But you're just constantly playing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not all hicks, I promise.
There's so much fun involved with that whole bluegrass family of musicians. They're just so endearing and they just love everybody and bring everybody in. It's so cool.
It's really special.
When did you start writing?
I just played whatever was put in front of me. I realized I was probably 6 or 7 when I realized I'm not really a sheet music kind of person. I can read it just fine. But man, I love melodies and I love the way that they go together. And I don't know if that's my upbringing, you know, singing at church or whatever, but I love melodies and I've always kind of been a hummer and one of those annoying people that will hum incessantly. That gets me in trouble sometimes. And I didn't start writing until I got to college. I moved here from New Mexico when I was 17, 18. And I started going to South Plains College in Leveland, where Camp Bluegrass is held. And probably about a year in, I started writing my first song after my first big breakup. It took me 4 months to finish that song. It was nuts.
Yeah.
And then after that, it got easier. It was a vocal tune. Then I wrote a couple of other vocal tunes. This instrumental that I wrote recently kind of has a funny story behind it. There is a bluegrass ensemble called Picking in the Plains at Bluegrass it's part of the Bluegrass program at SPC. There's a few of us that play in it. We're sitting around the table, and one of my buddies goes, "Oh, look at me. I can write an instrumental tune. It's just a bunch of chords, and then you just write a tune to fit the chords." And I go, "Well, you know, there's a little more thought than that behind it. It has to have a form. It's call, response, call, different response. Here, I'll show you." And so I wrote that song in about 30 seconds trying to prove my buddy wrong.
Oh. And
it was funny. I enjoyed it. I submitted it to Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, mailed it out to people, just any way I could get that song out, just because I thought it was a really cool tune that needed to be shared.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't have a name for it. So I put this contest up. Hey, if you can name my new song, you get a free band t-shirt. And boy, like, between all the different flat platforms, probably almost 15,000 views later,
wow,
and hundreds of comments, there were some wild, wild titles, but Wild Country was my favorite.
Well, we're going to give it a listen. The first song we're going to hear today from Jade Thornberry from Lubbock, Texas, a song that came here with no name and leaves with a name, called Wild Country. We'll give it a listen right now here on the Music of America podcast. The song called Wild Country, as of today, it's officially named Wild Country since we didn't have a name coming into this. And our guest, Jade Thornberry, here on the Music of America podcast. I'm your host, Tom Pollard. B. Normus Productions has been producing and recording music and videos for over 20 years. After years as a performer, the owner, Van Veerhoven, decided to get back to that which he loves the most, production. Under tutelage, under Jordan Valeria, he opened up his own place in Milliken, Colorado, with high-end instruments and high-end tools all on hand to make your sound compete with that of your favorite records. He's got one goal in mind, for you to look and sound as professional as possible. So go make some records, go make some videos at B. Normus Productions. He's on Facebook or at www.bnormusproductions.com. Jade Thornberry, our guest here, and I wanted to say something too before we get on to the next topic, but a woman we had on from Memphis, Tennessee is Alexis Jade, and she had a similar problem with naming a song. She had a class that she was taking, and I'm bringing this up because of Wild Country, and she wrote a song called Motel 6. And she sat uh-huh. with her music teacher, and she said, well, to finish this class, you've got to really finish this project. And the project is writing a song, and you've written it, but you don't have a title yet. She goes, I know, I can't find a title for it. And so they brainstormed, and she goes, well, there's a line in your song there where you talk about leaving the light on. And I seem to remember there was a commercial for somebody that says, we'll leave a light on for you. She goes, that was it. It was Motel 6. So from that whole conversation, the title Motel 6 evolved. And so it's kind of neat, you know, kind of neat how
that's clever.
Things like that. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that's my little trivia. It has something to do with the name Jade, I guess, because that was Alexis Jade and you're Jade Thornberry. So maybe it's something about the gems and the elements right. all working together to create a certain blockage. And
maybe so, because boy, I'm really bad at naming things. I do not envy my children.
So listening to music, who name some of the people you listen to that you inspire or that inspire you or did you just enjoy?
That's a good question. Wow, definitely Merle Haggard.
Really? Okay.
One of my biggest supporters growing up of my music was my grandpa. And I was a homeschooled kid and we lived in the same town. And when I was a kid, my mom was still working and we just do school at night. And so growing up, my grandpa was my best friend. And so he introduced me to all of his favorite music. And man, if he could pick one artist, it was Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm.
I've probably listened to every Merle Haggard record ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I grew up on Merle Haggard, Farron Young, of course, Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, all the old guys. And then when I started getting into bluegrass, man, it was Alison Krauss all the way.
No kidding.
100%. I wanted to be just like her. Now I just want to be like Dan Timinsky, personally. But
And who is Dan Timinsky?
The band Alison Krauss and Union Station is one of the greatest bands on earth. If you've ever seen the movie, Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah. I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow. They did most of the music in that movie, but Dan Timinsky sang Man of Constant Sorrow.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. I just watched that movie the other day for about the fifth time.
It's great. It's so quotable. I made a joke the other day that, you know, if I could just play Alison Krauss and Union Station music for the rest of my life and just be a cover band, I would probably be pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're great. Really, I just want to make enough money to support myself doing music because it's the only thing I've done. It's my passion, and I get a little burnt out on it sometimes. That's when I, ironically, that's when I start listening to podcasts. So when I'm burnt out on music, it's podcast time. But yeah, I want to be able to support myself and my family on music and specifically bluegrass. I would be okay if it was with country. I don't really have any big, like, I want to be the next Carrie Underwood aspirations, but I really love playing fiddle. Playing fiddle for someone like Carrie Underwood would be super cool. But yeah, I would be pretty happy if I could just go tour and play bluegrass all over the country. National tour, international tour, those would both be fun.
Yeah, it would be good. We were talking, you started to say something else about inspiration when I asked the other question. So, and it made me think of a woman that I guess cut my teeth on bluegrass was Rhonda Vincent. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to listen to Rhonda Vincent.
Oh, yeah. Queen of bluegrass.
Yep. Well, Rhonda Vincent used to, remember, told me about the guy at the radio station that was our cover band. Well, that radio station, we had a thing on Saturday afternoons at 5 o'clock, and Rhonda came into my, she lived in the same town I lived in north of Kirksville, Missouri. And the Sally Mountain Show was the name of her band. And Philby Baker, her bass player, was the mayor of Greentop, Missouri. She came into the radio station one day when she was first getting started. She goes, I want to buy an hour of time on Saturdays from 5 to 6 o'clock and play just bluegrass. And at the time, when I first got there, it was a radio station that just played, you know, we'd play Rachmaninoff and then play Barry Manilow, you know. And so I changed the format to be all country. And but there was always a niche for a bluegrass section in the programming. And so what she did was she would buy an hour of time. It cost her 150 bucks or whatever it was back in the 80s. It was next to nothing, but she'd turn around and go out and sell commercials at $40 a piece, you know. And that's a revenue stream
Yeah.
that she had to help pay for them to go to Nashville to record. And that's how she became, well, that's how she got to Nashville. And that's how she, you know, became the queen of
That's
bluegrass. So,
crazy.
yeah.
Recording is expensive.
Have you had a chance to meet her?
No, I haven't. Being from where I am in Texas, I don't know if anyone knows where Lubbock is, but it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, up in like the northern panhandle. There's not a whole lot of bluegrass that comes my way. I did get the opportunity, anybody who's watching like the video, I'm wearing a Steel Drivers shirt. And I got the opportunity to open for the band the Steel Drivers down in Midland, which is also in the middle of nowhere. Nowhere near a bluegrass pocket per se, but that was awesome.
Okay, yeah. So, which is, I guess, West Country or West Texas swing is big out where you are then, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can find a few different types of music being played anywhere every weekend. That is Western swing. You don't have to travel very far to find that. You don't have to travel very far to find Texas country or like classic 90s cover bands. Those are the big thing. Oh, we also have a big Tejano thing going on up here too.
A Tahona thing?
A Tejano?
Yeah, I never heard of that. What is that?
It's a type of Yeah, it's great. I'm not real sure how to describe it, and I'm not real qualified to describe it either,
Okay.
but you should look it up. It's super cool. I
Yeah.
love it.
Okay. It's its own style of music, I guess, or okay. A phrase I've learned in this podcast that apparently has been around for years, and I'm just learning about it this past year, but red dirt music.
Oh yeah. Red dirt and Texas country are sometimes used interchangeably. They
Okay.
don't mean exactly the same thing, but they mean close enough to the same thing that it might as well be.
Okay. Because I'll hear red dirt as
And I've
far.
opened up for a lot of red dirt artists too. I'm sorry.
No, I've heard red dirt as far east as like Atlanta. You know, so I guess it's that whole
Oh yeah.
belt, I guess. So the next song we're going to listen to is a cover song of the Grateful Dead. Now tell me about the transition or the life of Jade Thornberry that introduces a bluegrass woman to the Grateful Dead.
So that life has actually happened more often than you think. I've done Carry On My Wayward Son as a bluegrass cover. Works really well.
Oh, wow.
We've done Ride the Lightning by Metallica, bluegrass style, and it worked. It was great. This particular song was introduced to me, I think probably a week and a half ago by my good buddy Dawson Morrow. He's a great guitar player. We have a duo thing that we play all over with. And he brought this song to our bluegrass ensemble at school and said, "Hey, I really want to do it. And there's a bluegrass version that already exists, so we're going to go off of that." There's an amazing guitarist in Tennessee named Trey Hainsley. He's absolutely incredible, a freak of nature. Does amazing things on the guitar. And then this guy is pretty much the dobro expert, like hands down, 100%. If you want the best dobro player in the world, go find Rob Ikes. They put out a record here recently and covered Friend of the Devil. So our cover is a cover of a cover.
You covered a cover of a cover.
Yeah, something like that.
I love it. There's an old country song called Hurricane that Band of Heathens has out now. And I had not heard that until I did this podcast. And there was a gentleman from, I think, in Alabama that put it on the show. And like, I really like this song. I really like how he did it. And then I researched it and I heard the original version. It's kind of a country song. It's more of a country song. I like that one too, but I like this more bluesy version of it. So when I do it now, I'm doing my version of his version of Band of Heathens version of the other band's version of the song.
Funny. Something like that. We also, Austin and I, in our duo, we cover Hurricane by Band of Heathens too. It's a great song.
It's so much fun. It's a great, I mean, and you can go so many different directions with it. We rock it out. We start off as a blues song and turn it into a rock song.
Oh yeah.
It's really cool. Well, we're going to hear Friend
nice.
Of the
That's super
Devil.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. We're going to hear Friend of the Devil now, a Grateful Dead cover song with our guest today from Lubbock, Texas, Jade Thronberry, here on the Music of America podcast.
From Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. I didn't get to sleep last night till morning came around. I set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil, babe, he loaned me 20 bills. I spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and vanished in the air. I set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is prison, babe, and a sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. I got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. The first one says she's got my child, but he don't look like me. I set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Delight. The second one is prison, babe, and a sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. I got a wife in Chino, babe, and one in Cherokee. The first one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me. I set out running, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Grateful Dead cover song called Friend of the Devil with our guest here today, Jaden Thronberry, in the Music of America podcast. Trevor and Eileen Bild of a company called Otel Universe, Ordinary to Extraordinary Life, O-T-E-L. They've created, produced, and managed the largest all-original indie music Roku channel, Otel Music Videos. They love to give back to others and be seen and heard for their life legacy. They welcome all submissions, a variety of genres, including bluegrass. So visit their website. It's www.oteluniverse.com. Click on the What is Roku tab. On the dropdown, click on Roku Channels, complete the submit video form, and then you'll submit your video onto Otel Universe, and you'll be on their Roku channel. Now, Roku is seen in about 160 countries. They have viewership of over 80 million active accounts worldwide. Be sure to add this channel to your Roku menu, watch and give them a 5-star, and get your videos up there and get some international exposure. Again, it's Otel, it's like hotel without the H, www.oteluniverse.com. We were just talking off mic, Jade Thronberry, our guest here on the Music of Mirror podcast, about videos. And when we're done with the podcast, she's going to go do videos of some of the songs that we're listening to today here on the podcast. Have you done videos before?
I have. I'm working on getting my setup to be a little bit more professional. There's a great mandolin player in the bluegrass world named David Benedict, and he plays for the band The Foreign Landers. And I've chatted with him a little bit, and he has an amazing YouTube platform that I'm trying to pattern mine after. That's a little bit of teaching, a little bit of performing, and I'm really working on that, but it's for sure a work in progress. I'm not naturally technologically competent per se, so we'll see.
But you Google well.
I do Google well.
That's funny.
One can accomplish anything through YouTube and Google. I'm pretty convinced of that.
Well, and duct tape. So if you have duct tape in one hand and Google in the other, the world is your oyster.
Absolutely.
Now, over your shoulder, people aren't that are just listening to the podcast aren't seeing this, but over your shoulder, I'm seeing a banjo, couple, three fiddles. Is that a bass guitar and a couple acoustic guitars? And the one acoustic guitar has the Lone Star flag on there. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment, right?
But yes,
Is that all of your instruments? Because I don't see a space for where your mandolin would go.
No, they kind of float around, right? Right where the bass guitar normally is where my mandolin is. And, you know, this room is only so big, and I didn't have a big enough board to cover all of it. I have a ukulele sitting next to me.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Okay. Custom made from the same guy that made my guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Better talk to Joe. Have Joe make you some stuff, too.
That would be awesome. I need more money for that, though.
Yeah, Joe's good. We'll just say it that way. Joe's good. But yeah, you need more money.
I think off camera, we were talking about steel guitar, and most of the time, there's a steel guitar sitting right underneath all of that stuff.
Oh, wow.
That my grandfather gave me that I'm trying to learn how to play. Trying to learn, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what the song was that buddy of mine, Keith, I saw him do this gig in Peoria. And he had his fiddle here, was wearing a guitar, and he's sitting at a steel guitar. So he's playing the pedal steel. And then the guitar was like on a mount, maybe, and he leaned in and played that. And then he grabbed his fiddle and he played that. He played all three instruments in the same song, not at the same time, but all three instruments on the same song. That was pretty impressive.
I've played two in the same song, but I don't know if I could use steel guitar brain and other brains, because it sure takes a lot.
Yeah,
it takes a lot. I do play mandolin and fiddle in the same song a lot of the times.
Uh-huh. How do you switch off?
Quickly. I have a fiddle stand on stage that's kind of about chest height. It hooks onto a microphone stand. And so I'll try to time it either between solos,
uh-huh.
or I will I'm still able to reach my mic, so while I'm singing, I'll bring down my fiddle, put it down, and then right next to it is my mandolin. So while I'm still singing, I'll just pull it up, put it over my head, and just keeping things within reach helps with that for sure.
Yeah. And practice, practice, practice.
Yeah, that's one thing I definitely need to do more of, because there have been some hitches. Also, I learned the lesson, you can't wear a cowboy hat and do that. Nope. not a thing. Definitely not recommending that one, but you sure look cool.
I've got on my business cards, one of the logos we use here, it's a silhouette of me wearing my fedora. You know, mm-hmm. I've got a canvas fedora. I guess it's called canvas. Anyway, and when I'm out in public, that's what I wear. It's like one of my handle things that people know me by my hat. But yeah. I can't wear it during the podcast because it just crunches my hat down onto my head and it builds up like this.
Very sad.
It's funny.
Yeah, I have a brown felt cowboy hat with a peacock feather in it that I wear all the time. Oh. Just not when I'm switching between instruments.
It's funny. Now, the last song of yours is an old, 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 old traditional called, well, among other names, Curtains of Night. Tell us some other names people might recognize it as.
Let's see. I think my buddy Dawson does almost all of my charts for me, because I really don't have time. And he put it as Remember You Love in My Prayers. And that's what a lot of people call it, too.
Love in My Prayers?
I'll Remember You Love in My Prayers.
I'll Remember You Love. Okay, so none of these are familiar to me. But I, you know, I'm not well-versed on old traditional. My extent of bluegrass is probably Ricky Skaggs, the Whites, and you know. That's about it. And Man of Constant Sorrow. And then, of course, the Sally Mountain Show and, you know, Ron.
Oh, Benson. Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. That's super cool. There have been a bunch of different bands that have covered this song. And it's public domain. So pretty much everybody and their brother has recorded it. But I took this particular arrangement. This is also a cover of a cover. I took this particular arrangement from my mandolin teacher. His name's Steve Smith. Mm-hmm. He has a duo now with a guy named Tim May. They're amazing players. Amazing players. Uh-huh. And the two of them arranged this song in a way that I'd never heard it before. The other versions are kind of sort of similar, but this one is really unique, and I was super obsessed with it, so I decided, you know what, we're going to record this, credit Steve as an arranger, because it's too good to not play.
Cool. Well, we're going to hear your version of it, and we're going with the title Curtains of Next, right?
Curtains of Night, yeah.
See, it's my handwriting. I didn't have it typed out. Curtains of Night, yeah, now it makes sense. Curtains of Night. The next song, the last song we're going to hear today from Jade Thronberry here on the Music of America podcast. Thank you. Curtains of Night with Jade Thronberry here on the Music of America podcast. And Jade, this is the segment of the show we call Shameless Self-Promotion. A lot of times I just shut up and let people talk, but I want to really focus on one of the guitars that in the video here, it's over your left shoulder, and it's a Texas flag guitar, and it's part of a GoFundMe fundraising thing that you're doing. And that raffle is coming up in a week from today of this broadcast, the 29th of April. Is the raffle, correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
So tell us about the raffle and then and about the guitar, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. So this guitar was sponsored by a music store in Loveland called Texas Music Supply. So if you're in anywhere in the West Texas area, please go look them up, texasmusicsupply.com. They are amazing and just such wonderful human beings. I am going on a mission trip to Africa with my church in June for 17 days, and flights are expensive. Expensive in all capital letters. It's absolutely insane right now. So to raise money, I've been starting this guitar raffle, which will end a week from today. Tickets are $15 each. And then I am running a couple of different promotionals. So if you go to my Facebook page or my Instagram page, it'll tell you, you know, get so much off if you buy more than 10 tickets, or get so much off if you buy more than 20. But yeah, it's a great guitar. I love it. It's not going to be your, I'm going to go into the studio and record with this guitar, but it is, it's really great for what it is. I love it a lot.
It's a really cool replica of this, of the flag of Texas. And it's it's really cool. Red, white, and blue, with a big white Lone Star on it, you know?
Yeah, it's a solid wood guitar too. No limb in it. It's got a spruce top. Sounds great. It's been set up. So the frets are dressed. There's no sharp edges. It feels great to play.
All set and ready to go, and just get your raffle tickets. Where? And this is the other part of shameless self-promotion. This now, this is where you tell us how we support you other than this raffle. Where do we find you, your music, your merch, etc.?
Absolutely. I don't have a merch store yet. I have a website named westernstrings.com. Westernstrings.com. I have a YouTube page under my name, Jade Thronberry. Thronberry, not Thornberry. Not Thronhill, not Thorntonberry, none of those.
Throttlebottom.
Yeah, those are the few that I've gotten so far. I have an Instagram page under Western Strings Music, and two Facebook pages, one under my name and one under Western Strings. I use the Western Strings more for teaching. I teach private music lessons and stuff like that. You can find... the way to buy raffle tickets is through my Venmo or through Cash App, which you can find links to on my Facebook and my Instagram, or just message me, Facebook, Instagram, any sort of messaging that you can do. I also think that I have my email listed on my website.
Perfect. That's, you know, couldn't have done better. Websites are so wonderful too, because that's when you do get a merch store going, you can link it there. A lot of people are using, I think, Bandcamp, that they have a merch store set up through Bandcamp. You might want to look into that. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
And they probably get a cut, but you know, still, when you go to a Jade Thronberry show, what kind of merch do you have available?
Well, most Jade Thronberry shows right now are one of two things. They're either duo shows pretty fairly locally, so around the Texas, New Mexico area, and I operate under a duo called Two of a Kind. We also have a Two of a Kind Instagram. That's me and my buddy Dawson Morrow, and you heard Dawson singing on Friend of the Devil. He does a great job and is definitely one of the best guitarists I've ever played with. He's amazing. So we play together and we have t-shirts. And then I have a t-shirt for my brand. I have coffee mugs and we both have stickers. Let's see, what else? I think that's it for now. Yeah, there's a couple other things in the works more geared towards musicians. So there's some plans for literature of some kind. Not a full book, but definitely, you know, a couple pamphlets to buy. We're working on an EP right now. These three songs that we've played on the podcast will be on the EP. They'll most likely be singles as well. And then we're looking to put that EP out later this year.
You got a busy year in front of you, kid.
Oh, yeah. There's another thing, too. We're both moving to Eastern Tennessee from West Texas.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Right now, we both attend South Plains College, which is only a two-year school. But, you know, I've been here for almost 4 years. It's kind of time for me to leave now.
Yeah.
Go be with people my own age. Yeah, so we're going to go finish out our degrees at East Tennessee State University in Johnson City. So that will be, yeah, that'll be a long, hard move. We'll see how that goes.
But your music's going to be easier to find in Eastern Tennessee than it is in West Texas.
That's the hope, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's almost in the heart of the birth of bluegrass, right? Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Jade, good luck and good fortune and good travels. And then next season, when we roll around to Tennessee, we'll have to have Two of a Kind on as a guest.
Yes, sir. That will be awesome.
Won't that be fun? Yeah. And then we'll be able to chart your progress from West Texas to Eastern Tennessee. How exciting.
What a journey.
Yeah. Jade, thank you so much. Our guest today was Jade Thronberry here on the Music of America podcast. Up next, we're headed to Amarillo by morning. We're going to meet up with the Stray Sons here on the Music of America podcast.
You've been listening to the Music of America podcast. If you like today's show, please go to the website at www.musicofamericapod.com or our Music of America podcast Facebook page. Like us and follow the show and episodes. We tally the votes of all our shows, and the most listened to shows will be rebroadcast on our best of shows at the end of the season. I look forward to having you with us again and listening to the Music of America.